Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, September 27, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Biden administration cancels horses at the southern border. Black Lives Matter targets vaccine passports. Penn State suspends dozens of students for missing COVID tests. Disney World hikes prices. Also ahead, it's not easy being progressive. Lots of rules. But first, the White House suspending the use of horses at some sections of the border. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Homeland Security Chief all claiming Haitian immigrants were whipped by federal agents. But the evidence is in dispute, as the photographer who snapped the picture, and I'm sure you saw it, of a Border Patrol agent on a horse holding a strap. Well, the photographer told reporters that he didn't see him whip anyone. Leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement labeling New York City's vaccine passport program systemic racism. Activists claim the digital document is a blatant attempt to ban blacks from entertainment venues. Said the chairman of the New York BLM chapter, quote, "Restaurants are using vaccine mandates to enforce their racist beliefs and exclude black patrons. We will not allow you to use this pandemic as another reason to put us in prison," unquote. Penn State University booting 117 students after they failed to show up for mandatory COVID tests. The college suspends unvaxxed people who miss 3 weeks of obligatory nasal swabs. The rules ban college kids from participating in any classes or even stepping foot on university property until they provide proof they are virus-free. The happiest place on earth just got a little more pricey. Folks looking to purchase annual passes to Disney World in Orlando will now pay up to $1,300 for year-round access. A single ticket will set you back $109 per person. Hungry guests will have to fork over even more money. Visitors can enjoy a, wait for it, $100 panini and a $5 can of Coke. The average cost for a family of four to visit the Magic Kingdom, $5,000. Lots of money for a woke company, right? In a moment, rules for the woke. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Some rules to live by if you think a certain way. Man, it's not easy to be woke these days. So many controversies, so little time to think up ways to justify a far-left lifestyle. It's crazy. So I am here to help. Here are some rules to lighten the burden of woke Americans. First, no criticism of minority communities. Don't do it ever. The CDC says only about 30% of African Americans have accepted COVID vaccinations. Very low number. Blacks have a reason to be suspicious of authority, but again, you ignore the situation. Concentrate on demonizing Trump voters who are anti-vax. Sometimes you'll have to shake your head when President Biden comes up in conversation, but never, ever concede that he may be incompetent. Just deflect back to Trump. The best way to protect your guy Joe is to despise Don. That's easy. Rule three, on the collapse of the southern border, always play the compassion card. That makes you noble. And then you can dismiss those who would like to see immigration laws enforced as horrible, mean individuals. Have a quote handy from Pope Francis in order to do this. But never use the Pope on abortion. He called it homicide last week. How dare he? That's an outrage. Fetal heartbeat doesn't matter. Make it clear that you, the progressive, worship at the altar of reproductive rights. Play the women's rights card, because you'll draw a straight flush in your crowd. Do not, I repeat, do not say you are a socialist, even if you are. Bernie Sanders has it covered, so you don't need to be Leon Trotsky. If someone asks you point blank, are you a socialist? You quote John Belushi. No! However, you should always point out that billionaires and corporations are not paying their fair share. I understand that mantra may be vastly overused, but so what? It shuts up those greedy capitalists, right? Finally, the most important progressive rule is to find offense. That is your daily chore. You must be offended at least 5 times a day, so you can then lash out on Twitter against the oppressors. Now, this rule has been very effective on college campuses and is perfect for shutting down opposing points of view. Simply say, I don't feel safe. Then point out who's scaring you and demand they be silenced and punished. This is the core woke rule. No opposition will be tolerated under any circumstances because you are frightened of microaggressions, and you have a perfect right to be. Summing up, I hope all you progressives feel better, safer, and more empowered after hearing those rules. And one more thing, forget about the golden rule that says treat others as you would like to be treated. That's obsolete. Today, it's my way, or we bury you under the highway. Excellent progressive rule for the road, so to speak. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com and also check out my new book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 57 years ago today, the United States government released its official report on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. After a year-long probe, investigators concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone with no help at all. That claim kicked off a series of conspiracy theories involving the Soviet Union, the Mafia, even Kennedy's own CIA. Here's the story behind the Warren Commission. JFK was murdered by an assassin's bullet in Dallas on November 22, 1963. 2 hours after the shooting, former Marine Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested in a Dallas movie theater and arraigned the following day. 24 hours later, Oswald himself was shot to death in police custody by Jack Ruby, a local businessman who operated a handful of nightclubs. The murder denied the FBI any opportunity to speak with Oswald to determine his motivation or uncover fellow conspirators. The FBI had been banned from seeing Oswald immediately because the local Dallas police were in charge. On November 29th, President Lyndon Johnson established a commission to formally investigate the assassination. The group, led by Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Earl Warren, spent the next year digging into the murder case. On September 24th, 1964, the Warren Commission released its 900-page report. It concluded that the bullets that killed Kennedy were fired by Oswald in three rounds from the Texas School Book Depository overlooking Dealey Plaza. It also concluded Oswald had no help. The report claimed that Jack Ruby also acted alone in killing Oswald. The case was then closed. Well, not really. As I chronicle in my book, Killing Kennedy, many still refuse to believe the Warren Report, including JFK's family, some of them anyway. Since then, however, three more federal investigations have agreed with the Warren Commission. And here's something else you might not know. The questions surrounding JFK's assassination linger. Since the shooting in Dallas, Gallup conducts an annual poll on the murder. For the last 5 years, 61% of Americans believe, quote, Oswald did not act alone. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.